Blog Talk Radio.
By Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, yeah. And now that was one of your hosts, Skippa, and now your other host, Money Girl. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. It's a super Saturday so far. Aside from a slight iPad accident, but, you know, hey, it's all good. All good here in the hood.
Yeah, I'm having some tech issues here myself.
I'm not.
My control board is looking very strange right now. For 6 minutes, and it says on my end 27 minutes left to stream. What do you got on your end?
Yeah, it does say that you started it at 2 p.m., not 2:30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I just did that.
So,
I did did click the wrong time, and but we can still go for an hour and go into the overtime.
All right. I was gonna be the main DJ today, anyways, and on my end, everything was normal. So
that's what's really important at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
To look good on the DJ's board.
Yeah. So what type of music did you want me, like, what era did you want me to, I mean, we don't have that many 80s music on here. We have a lot of 90s, some 2000s.
You keep breaking my heart with when you say we don't have any 80s. I'm dying.
We do have some, but, I mean, I'm not that big of a 80s fan. I like early 80s. Early 80s was the best. Late 80s, not so much.
I agree. Because, see, late 80s, by the mid-90s, it was just a vast musical wasteland.
All right.
Sorry, all you people that loved everything from, like, 1995 forward.
Yeah.
I will apologize to you. Y'all are entitled to that, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, how about...
So what have you got from the 90s that I would like?
I don't know.
I don't know is not an answer. I don't know is kind of like I need to stall.
How about I say one of my... Wait, it's Ladies Night, Matt. Remember.
we can give him an honorary X chromosome.
How about I play one of my favorite 80s songs just to get the radio show jump off?
Sounds like a plan. Spin it up.
Okay.
Tonight we're gonna make it.
one of my favorite 80s songs. I'm so excited by the Pointer Sisters. I did find another one of my other favorite groups from the 80s, the Go-Go's.
Yes!
Alright. By that, I'm playing our Lips of Steel. Cool?
Yeah, love the Go-Go's.
Alright. I love this song, yes. It's a classic. Alright. Our Lips of Steel by the Go-Go's. Money Girl, is there any song you could think of? I mean, even 90s. Is there?
You've already played two of my favorites, okay?
All right.
Cyndi Lauper and the Go-Go's. I mean, it would be Boingo for the trifecta, but they're not a girl band.
We do one song that I believe was either late 80s, early 90s from Tom Petty, but it's not a girl, but the song is American Girl.
Oh, I love American Girl too. I wrote my econ final for that.
Hey, hold on. Going back up to the A's. American Girl. Okay. I got it.
All right.
And then I want to play a few 90s songs, too, if that's cool with you guys.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let's hit it with American Girl by Tom Petty. May he rest in peace. American Girl by Tom Petty. All right. This is another good song by the Kinks. I'm not sure if it's an 80s song or a 90s song. It could be even older than that. This is All Day and All the Night. All right.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Classic also. Most of these songs, especially, well, most of the early rock songs that are classics, I became fans with thanks to my mom. Like, she showed me a lot of, some 90s and, different types of rock songs. This one's Bad Case of Loving You by Robert Palmer.
Baby, yeah, I need you.
Loving You by Robert Palmer. Hey, Money Girl, is there any type of song you could think of that we might have so I could play?
Well, let's see. You've been playing all...
Anything
oh,
you
do you have Living on a Prayer by Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Hold on. I know we have a Bon Jovi song on here. I'm just not sure if it's that one. Let me check.
I believe we do have that one on there. I think it might have been mistitled, but I do believe we do have that one on here.
Okay, well, what would you have titled it?
Let's see. Let me search in here.
Control F is a wonderful thing.
Let's see. I'm scrolling down. In the meantime, apparently we have a song by The Cure called Love Song while we search for that.
Cure,
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm gonna hit
it. I just passed it. Hold on a minute. I can do it.
All right.
I just
Then do it.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I have to scroll down. L.
I got it if you want me to do it this one time.
You're having a tug of war.
I got
DJ
it.
Tug of war.
I got it, man.
DJ Tug of War.
Love Song by The Cure. Here we go.
Ever
Yeah, that there was Love Song by The Cure.
By The Cure.
And I'm not sure if my last message got through to you, but we found that Bon Jovi song.
Woohoo! Okay, you can play it. All right, yeah, you can play it.
All right.
We're good.
It is Bon Jovi.
I'm
here we go.
Yeah, we're off the air now.
Thank you for finding that.
You know what, ladies? Yesterday we were asked about inspiration, and I mentioned Michael Jackson. I'm not using this as a segue for Michael Jackson. Little musical history for you. On the song "Beat It," it actually. He chose to go uncredited, but it actually features Eddie Van Halen, and we haven't played any Van Halen, and I actually have on the soundboard Van Halen's Dreams. And
hey, yo, Big Stats, I gotta get cracking, actually. I can't, I need to start getting ready. Have to roll out soon, so.
Alright, I'm gonna hit them with this song. This is Van Halen with Dreams.
We'll be right back.
by Van Halen. We're getting ready to close out our show soon. On Monday, me and Money Girl are going to be back to interview the winner of last night's show. Oh,
yeah.
And so tune in for that Monday. We're going to be taking a day off from the radio tomorrow, but we'll be back Monday. To close out this show, I have two songs that are ready. One is a powerful anthem by Aerosmith that meant so much to them that they re-recorded it later on with Run DMC, and I'm not sure which version I have on here. Or we close it out with a 90s group that was the epitome of girl power, the Spice Girls, with their first single. Yeah, I know. Real Murphy's choice here.
You know, let's go with the first one. Because I'm all about girl power. I don't need to be reaffirmed on that, but the first one sounds intriguing.
All right, here it is.
Aerosmith, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Walk This Way by Aerosmith and Run DMC. And I still remember on for Super Bowl 35 when Aerosmith came on and had an all-star lineup fill in for Run DMC that had like Britney Spears and Sync, Mary J. Nelly. I think I have that version somewhere. I don't have it on here, but one day I'm gonna have to replay that version because that was an epic performance. Anyways, we'll
yep. That was pretty epic.
We'll catch you guys for our show on Monday, and in the meantime, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Yeah.